If you're in your teens or 20s and you constantly feel behind, pause this, grab a notebook, because I'm going to tell you the 10 simple things that I wish somebody had grabbed me by the shoulders and told me at 16, 17, 18. These are the exact mistakes that will waste your 20s, keep you stuck, and make you feel like everyone else is ahead of you. When it comes to getting ahead while you're young, I'm not talking about a be perfect by 25 kind of way, but instead set your future self up so beautifully that she wants to hug you and kiss you all over by the time that you're 25, in that kind of way. And let me just give you some credentials, not to like be that person and toot my own horn, but like, yes, kind of. I am turning 22 and I had this whole mindset since I was super young, like 16, of like, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time. I see all these people that are young that are getting ahead. It's go mode. I was one of those kids, and a lot of people would like listen to me talk and listen to my ideas and be like, girl, slow down. Like, you're only 16, you're only 17, you're only 18. And I am so happy that I went against the grain, that I did not listen to those people, that I set my future self up for success at a very young age. Because last May, I was able to graduate college, not have any of the job stress that my friends were having, because I already set up my own business. I had already been making my own income for a while. I had already set up my systems and habits to trust myself and know that I will be able to carry out everything I've already built, and know that I'll be able to pick myself up no matter what, because I have learned certain lessons and instilled certain things at a young age while still enjoying my youth. And I wish that I could just tell every single person in their late teens to early 20s to get ahead, because it'll set themselves up for more enjoyment and way less stress. And now I'm living literally my dream life, and it's only getting better and going up from here, and I'm only 22. Welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her, the side of the internet where we talk about all things from glow ups to mindset to feminine energy, consistency, productivity. I know my setup is a little bit more weird now. I'm currently in the car because we're doing construction in my house, but we talk about consistency here, and I'm still showing up even if the setting is different, and that's what matters. All right, let's get into it. Lesson number one, which we kind of just touched on, but this is honestly my biggest one, is to not listen to the people that are telling you to relax and enjoy your youth. They either just don't understand your mindset as a younger person, or they're intimidated by your ambition because maybe they didn't have that when they were younger, or they still don't have it. If you have in your heart to get ahead, if you have in your heart a certain purpose, if you have in your heart something you want to do, do not listen to the outside noise, because you can have both. I am telling you firsthand, not to like bring it back to myself again, but I genuinely believe that I had the most fun college experience, the most fun young 20s so far, and I'm not even like halfway through, arguably even more than my friends who didn't get ahead and didn't do all the other things that I did, because I did get ahead at a younger age, because I did let my ambition flow through me. I was able to do things like travel the world and live in 3 different countries before I even turned 22, because if I hadn't set up my business, I wouldn't have had the means to go and study abroad in London for 2 years and then just randomly move to Spain for fun for 3 months. And because of the other tactics that you learn along the way, like structuring yourself, like balance, etc., you learn how to still carry out all the ambitions you have and have your social life and make friends. And arguably, getting ahead makes your youth even more fun, because you network with higher people. You're just in higher vibe situations, in higher vibe relationships with friends, with coworkers, with business partners. And especially if you're taking this in the way of like making extra income, you can actually do the things you want to do and not be stopped entirely by money and pinching your parents' pennies while you're young. So I was able to take advantage of my situation and literally go to tens of different countries in a year just because I wanted to. And on top of that, especially when you get closer to like the job looking age, you are not literally stressing. Like the stress that I saw my friends go to when graduation came around, I would not wish out my worst enemy, because it looked actually torturous. And a part of me almost felt guilty that I didn't have to go through it, but then I was so thankful that I didn't have to go through it. Moving on, lesson number two is master activity management. Now, I will say time management sometimes, because that is like a general term that a lot of people understand, but at my core, I do not believe in the term time management, or more so, I don't believe in the concept of it. What I do believe in is activity management. See, the thing is, you cannot manage time, right? We all have the same clock. We all have the same 24 hours. But the difference between somebody who seems like they have 72 hours in their day and some other people who the day just seems to pass them by and they got like 2 or 3 things done is mastering the skill of activity management. You cannot change the clock. The clock is going to go on its own time. But what you can do is learn how to manage activities back to back, whether that's habit stacking, whether that's time blocking, whether that's delegating. Master activity management and dive into that whole world so you can be the most productive version of yourself. So that way you can reach your goals and and still have time for other things in life, like social hour, like having fun, like relaxing. Learn how to manage your activities, not necessarily your time. And in that whole realm, do not be that person that's like, I just don't have enough time. You do have enough time. Your time is not allocated maybe how you'd like it to be allocated. You might have different responsibilities, but you have just as much time as everybody else. And continuing to say that you do not have enough time, it just puts you in a lack mindset, puts you in the wrong vibe, and puts you into victim mode, which will get you nowhere. Thank you. Lesson numero tres. Stop waiting to feel ready. And I know everyone says that you're never gonna feel ready, blah, blah. But let me explain why it is the truest thing ever. Sometimes people repeat things because they're true. Stop waiting to feel ready. And instead, I want you to fail as hard as you can and fail as many times as you can. I need you to start over and over, and I need you to try new things and be bad at them. You are young. You're in your 20s. You have not tried everything. You have not tried a lot of things. This is your time, especially when you don't have a lot of responsibility, to try a lot of things and be bad at them. You have the cushion to fail. When you're young, you might secretly think that you're going to have this moment where you'll suddenly know enough, when you will be confident enough, or when you will have the perfect plan. And then you'll start. That moment will never come. The people who look like they are ahead of you, quote unquote, most of them just started earlier and they were willing to be bad at something in public earlier than you. If you want to get ahead in your 20s, you need to fail, and you need to fail fast. Because when you fail, you learn, and you never really fail. I'll give you me, for example. Since I was like 15, 16, I was always trying different side hustles. I think I did like maybe over 10 side hustles before I got to what I'm doing now. And I didn't mind because I didn't fail at any of them. In fact, some of them worked. Some of them gave me short-term money. I didn't stick with them because it wasn't what I wanted to do long-term. And I would just try new things and fail at new things or be good at them or whatever the case. Just try everything. But every single one of those jobs, every single one of those side hustles that I did until I turned 18 and found what was meant for me, I still learned things from them. For example, when I would flip furniture or sell clothes, I still learned customer service. I still learned how to negotiate. And those skills will always be with me. So I never really failed. You just learn from different things that you try and different mistakes you make, and you take those lessons with you onto the next thing or onto the next step. Don't try to be good at everything, because you won't be. But having that mindset and being bad at everything is how you get good at things. Apply for the internship that you feel underqualified for. Start the page, start the business, take that random class, that course. Every failure is just going to be free information that will speed you up. You sitting on the sidelines because failure is not an option for you, that is going to be the slowest and the most expensive option. If you are new here and you're probably wondering, okay, but like, how'd you get ahead? What do you do? I personally do UGC. I do content creation. I'm also a life coach now, which that is my true passion. And I do different things. But when I was 18, I started my digital marketing business, which majority of it was UGC, or making ads for companies, in short. And I love it. I love content creation. It works really well for me, and it helps me live a life of freedom. But I worked 6 months and I made $45 within those 6 months, but I was persistent and I kept trying and trying and trying and failing and failing and failing until I learned and I got it right and things blew up and everything went smoothly. But without that 6 months of failing, and also the 10 or 11 or 12 jobs and side hustles I did before that, I would not be where I am now. So have the failing mindset before you have the winning mindset, because the winning will just be a byproduct of the failing. Lesson number four is build boring systems, not aesthetic motivation. When you're young and online, there are lots of little motivation videos. It's easy to think that success is romanticized, that it's easy, that it's morning cute little lattes and hot girl walks. And there are moments that that's what it looks like. But the girls or the people who actually get ahead, they have boring systems. They know that motivation wears out. Motivation is just there for momentum. It's just there for the aesthetic videos and the vibes. But it's not real, and it's not what pushes the needle. And it's not even discipline either. Yes, you need discipline, and discipline is a factor. But more than anything, more than motivation, more than discipline, you need systems that work, and that is going to come through trial and error. Build systems. Some will work, some won't. When they don't work, don't change your goal, but change your system. You are not broken because you couldn't follow through with something. You're just broken in the system aspect. You're not broken at all, okay? The system is broken, and you just need to fix it. That comes through trial and error, but fix that system until you get it right, and until you follow through, and until you're putting the inputs you need to put in, and until you're putting the action you need to put to reach your goal. Throw away the motivation and instead have your systems, even if they're boring. Even if that looks like a non-negotiable morning block of work, meal prep so your energy is stable, time blocking or business work, putting your phone in another room while you're working on something important. Getting ahead is less about motivating yourself and more about the things you're doing on an average Tuesday when nobody cares or is watching or is looking, but it works for you. Your systems are what's going to make you powerful. Lesson number five is learn emotional self-regulation early. A huge mistake that people will make, and that I made as well, is waiting for life life to calm down before you take your mental health and your emotions seriously. Let me give you a little personal anecdote as to why this is so dangerous. So I started my business when I was 18, as I told you, and out of nowhere, after my whole making only $45 in 6 months situation, everything blew up in a good way. Like, I was getting lots of clients. I was filming like 20 to 30 ads per day. And if you do content creation, that is a lot of time. That's a lot of hours. That's a lot of energy. But I was work, rip, work. And on top of that, I struggled with my eating a lot, as in I would, trigger warning, like binge eat, overeat, restrict, blah, blah, blah. And it was never about the food. It was about me not being able to regulate my emotions, because that's where the area of my life where I would take my emotions out on, when I didn't feel like I was in control. So that, on top of overworking, not having boundaries, and overall just not being able to regulate my emotions with my personal life, with my work-life balance, with my life in general. After a year and a half of being go, 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 everything shut down and I got the absolute worst gut problems ever. And on top of that, just mentally, I burnt out. I physically was in freeze mode. I could not work for like 3 months. I lost a bunch of money. My business went into negative numbers. And all of that, although it was a beautiful learning lesson, all of that could have been avoided had I learned emotional regulation early on. Stress really impacts your gut. I was like, and I'm talking like, I was like in the hospital trying to figure out how to fix what was wrong with me. All that needed to be fixed was my emotional regulation and handling stress and handling my emotions, whether it was in relationships or whatever. Processing my mom's whole breast cancer situation, which she's healthy now, but at the time, I didn't know how to process it. Point is, your 20s are messy, and building towards something is going to have its ups and downs as well, but that's just life in general. People leave, plans change, money can be tight, money can be abundant. You may feel behind, you may feel pressure. If you don't know how to self-soothe, if you're going to have situationships, relationships, friendship breakups, friendship makeups, homework assignments, work assignments, and self-improvement and bettering yourself on top of that. So if you don't know how to self-soothe, how to self-coach, or get a coach like me, I offer one-to-one life coaching if you are available for that, or self-paced coaching through my course. All of that is linked down below or in the show notes. But if not, if you don't know how to self-coach and reset, every little inconvenience will start to turn into a full-on identity crisis, whether that's physical or mental or both, like it happened to me. So if you really want to get ahead and sustain that, you need to learn how to sit with discomfort without numbing, whether that's even just scrolling on your phone, whether it's different eating problems. I know a lot of people deal with that as well, like I did. Whether that's bad habits like drinking, smoking, clubbing, just anything that would numb, shopping. So yeah, learn how to sit with discomfort without numbing. And you do that literally just by exposure therapy, by genuinely, when you feel uncomfortable, sitting with it, just not doing anything, sitting and basking in it. You need to learn how to calm your nervous system through walks, through journaling, through breath work, through therapy, through coaching, whatever works for you. And you need to learn how to talk to yourself and talk to your inner child. Like, you're talking to somebody that you're responsible for, because you are responsible for you now. A woman who is regulated is dangerous in the best way, because she's not making panic decisions. She is not throwing her life overseas, as in, like, you know, throwing your life overboard and just throwing away your goals and stuff because things get hard. She's also not chasing crumbs. She's not in desperate energy. When you're regulated, you can hold more, as in you can hold more success. You can hold more money. You can hold more love, because you're not constantly spinning out, and you can self-regulate no matter what life throws at you. And when beautiful success and abundance does come, you have the regulation to be able to hold that and not self-sabotage. Lesson number 6, no boundaries equals no energy equals no progress. A huge mistake that people will make, especially early, is living without boundaries and calling it being a good person. When you're young, especially, you might think that saying yes to everything and everyone makes you kind, or makes you supportive, or makes you chill. But what it actually makes you is burnt out, it makes you resentful, and it'll make you constantly behind on your own goals. Getting ahead in your 20s, believe it or not, is actually less about doing more, because you don't have to work harder, do more, bring yourself out. That is not the point of the whole video. As I was saying, you actually can have best of both worlds. It's about being strategic and working smarter. And part of working smarter is protecting your own energy so that you can actually do things that matter. So that looks like, I'd love to go to the club with you guys tonight, but actually maybe I'll go tomorrow night or the night after, if you want to go, obviously, because I'm working on this certain project that's important to me. Or not instantly replying to every message. You're not a bot, you're human. You don't have to instantly reply to everyone. Unless someone's in the hospital, unless someone's dying, unless it's an emergency, why are you replying at the speed of light and letting that cause anxiety inside of you if you're not? That's weird. To put your phone on do not disturb, because we need boundaries there. Also, a boundary, not being available 24/7. Make that part of your personality, that person that's busy. I love when people tell me, and this happens all the time, they'll be like, hey, Miss Busy, like, when can I see you? Or, hey, maybe we can hang out this weekend. I know you're always super busy, but I love when people say that. And I'm like, usually, maybe I will be busy, but if I'm not, I'll be like, oh yeah, we can hang out Saturday, Sunday, next Wednesday, whatever the case. But I love when they know that I'm Miss Busy, because they're not going to call me for last minute plans. They're not going to expect me to be available when they want, because I've already set the tone. I've already created the boundaries, and people know I have a schedule. They know I have things to do. I'm still available for them, and I can see them, and I will make the time, but I'm not going to be available 24/7. I have a schedule. You will be fit in, and it's never an emergency, and I never have people bothering me or pressuring me to do last minute things, because I don't let that be my personality, and I do not show any part of myself that would like align with that persona. And neither should you if you have things to do, or else you're constantly going to be drained and you're going to be stuck in a people pleaser energy. Boundaries are not you being rude. It's just you respecting your future self. Number 7, relationships will either be your rocket fuel or your quicksand. Relationships are not the foundation of your life, although they are very important. So the foundation of your life, relationships wise, is you, your relationship with yourself. That is the cake. And everyone else is the frosting or the decorations on the cake. You got to stay solid in you, okay? You have to have your own back. You have to talk to yourself nicely. You have to show up for yourself. You have to keep the promises that you make to yourself. You have to set boundaries where you see fit. And the thing about choosing friends and even romantic partners when you're young, especially if you're in school, if you're in university, if you're in a workplace, in an internship, is that a lot of times we will choose people based off of proximity. They're in your class, they're at the same parties, they're in your DMs. But just because somebody is within close proximity doesn't mean that they absolutely need to be in your life. Your relationships will quite literally make or break how fast you grow. Let me ask you something. If you, oh my gosh, you can literally see my little like figurine in my car here, like the shadow of it on my face if you're watching on YouTube. But anyways, moving on. The lighting's weird, but we're still here. Okay, let me ask you. If I were to give you a personalized voice memo, which I can do if you work with me, that'd be cool. But let's say I were to give you this personalized voice memo that had a bunch of amazing affirmations for you. And they were basically like, I'm amazing. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am loved. I am successful. Money is attracted to me. Money is effortlessly flowing to me. I have the most amazing friends. I have the most amazing relationships. My family absolutely adores me. I'm loved unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. We get the gist. This is like the affirmations of affirmations recording. If I were to give that to you and it was like playing in the background of your ears or of your life for like 3 hours of your day on a consistent basis, like even for 6 months to a year, you would really start to believe those affirmations and believe them to your core, because you're constantly feeding this to your brain, and that would make tremendous impacts on your life. Think of friends and your relationships the same way. They are part of your brain diet. And if for 2 hours a day, right, you hang out with someone for what, 1 hour to 5 hours, and you have a long-standing friendship, whether it's 6 months to 10 years, they are a big portion of your information diet. So the way that they think, the way that they treat you, the way that they're talking has a huge effect on you, the way that you do things in life, the way that you carry out your life, the way that you respond to people, the way that you respond to relationships, your romantic relationships, your friendships, especially even your familial relationships, especially actually, they are quite literally like affirmations. And you obviously can't control everything that someone says to you or every way that somebody treats you, but you can pick the best options. The people who don't have judgment for you, the people who can listen to you, the people who can hold space for you, the people who can love you unconditionally, the people who are also growth-minded. That's insanely important. And it doesn't mean you can't be friends with somebody who is not growth-minded or who's not going to help you get to that next level. But you definitely shouldn't be friends with the ones who are treating you bad, who are not holding space for you, who love you conditionally, who are basically like quicksand, the ones who drag you down. You don't have to be friends with those people, even if they're within close proximity to you. There's not a lack of friends in this world. God put 7 to 8 billion people on this planet for us to be friends with. There has never been a lack of friends, okay? So you don't have to just accept anyone. Reject the people who will drag you down, the people who are kind of neutral and but they're like fun, but they're like, you know, whatever, not crazy for your growth. Okay, you can have them there, you know, go out with them, see them once a week, whatever the case. But your best friends, the people that you spend a lot of time with, people who you actually like soak in what they say and how they live life, they better be high quality and they better be pushing you more up. They better be people that you can tell your goals to them, and they're not going to project limiting beliefs on you. They're going to lift you up. They're going to support you. They're they're going to be maybe even amazing accountability partners for you. That will push you up, up, up. That will really help you get ahead in your 20s, is seeing relationships as affirmations. Lesson number 8, move differently from the crowd. I mean, it's simple math. If you are trying to live the same exact lifestyle as everyone else, but you are expecting different results, the math is simply not mathing. Now, like I said, you can have the best of both worlds. You can have fun and enjoy your youth, but you can also get ahead at the same time. But that doesn't mean that your day-to-day is going to look the same as the person who is on track to a 9-to-5 job, if that is not what you want, or somebody who is on track to not be self-aware, if that's not what you want. If you simply go out every weekend, if you scroll every night, if you say yes to every plan and you're people-pleasing, if you never sit alone with your thoughts, yes, babe, you're going to end up like everyone else, because you're putting the same input as everyone else, so you're going to get the same output as everyone else. It is simple math. So my business was very successful since my first semester of college. When I first got into college, like my first day of university, my business had not, you know, sparked up yet. But after like the first week or the second week of university, that's when everything had blown up. And I was totally justified to quit college after semester 1 or semester 2. But I was having so much fun, and I knew I was meeting amazing people, and it was a great experience. And I was super studious in high school, and I always dreamed of going to university out of state. So this was an experience I wanted to have. And I didn't want to grow up regretting not having like the full college experience, because, you know, I did want to have the best of both worlds, and I did. However, I did live in a dorm. I did make a bunch of friends. I did go out. I did go clubbing. I did drink, especially in my first semester. I did date. I did all of that stuff. I did go to class, but the difference between me and maybe another person in university who was on track to live like a mediocre life, which is nothing wrong with that, it's just not the life that I wanted to live. The difference between me and that person is the mediocre tracked person. I know that sounds so bad, but if you're watching this video, I know you get what I'm saying. Don't see it in bad light. It's just not what I wanted for my life. Okay, let's call this person Marshmallow, right? So Marshmallow would wake up, maybe eat like pancakes or something sugary, like cereal for breakfast, not work out, just maybe like, I don't know, play soccer in the field with their friends. And they would go to class, and then after class, they would go and gossip with their friends. Or if they were a guy, maybe they were like playing video games the entire day after. And then, you know, they would order Uber Eats, and then they would go clubbing and repeat the next day. And that could be a typical college university life. And again, not saying there's anything wrong with that. If that was fulfilling for them, then that was fulfilling for them. But that's not what I wanted, because I would get the same outcome as them, which would be unfulfilling for me. So I still had everything going on, except a different day-to-day life for me looked like waking up, having a healthy breakfast, working out, checking my plan for the day that I pre-planned the night before, going to class, after class, going to work, whether that was filming, whether that was answering emails on my computer, reaching out to brands, organizing my week, organizing my day for the next day, time blocking if needed. Then once I finished important work that would actually move the needle, then I went and hung out with my friends. Maybe I went out clubbing, but I was not out too late. I go home at a time that felt good for me when I was in my clubbing era. Now I don't, because we're like past that. But I had my college experience, you know, and that was not a huge sacrifice for me, especially if you are loving whatever you're working towards, which if you don't know what to work towards, that's where I come in and I help you find your purpose. We can work one-on-one, or I have a course that you can finish within a month. Not to be super salesy, this is just if you feel like this is something that would help you, but I help you find your purpose step by step, and then build habits, routines, and mindsets that are aligned with your specific purpose. And that is totally self-paced. That is below. It is called Aligned and Alive. I put my whole heart for months into this course, so it'll be extremely valuable and helpful for you. But yeah, it did not feel like a huge sacrifice, because I believed in what I was doing. It was fun for me, so I was able to have best of both worlds. But I know that if I did what Marshmallow was doing every day, I would end up like Marshmallow, and I really wanted to end up like Mia today, not Marshmallow. So you gotta be okay with moving differently, whether that means saying no more often, whether that means choosing sleep over a night out, whether that means spending Sunday planning your week instead of recovering from last week. That quiet discipline in your 20s is going to be really, really, really loud freedom later on. Lesson number 9, your life mirrors your standards and your inner beliefs. This one is a bit of a slap in the face, but it really changed everything for me. Your life is simply reflecting the standards that you're accepting and the inner beliefs that you haven't worked through yet. If you keep attracting half-hearted friendships, bare minimum relationships, clients who don't respect you, chaos, drama, gossiping, things and people who don't treat you right and leave you feeling bad, you're gonna have to come to a point where you stop saying, why is this happening to me? And you start asking, why am I still accepting this? You don't control everything that happens to you, especially when you're young, but you do control what you tolerate, what you make excuses for, and how quickly you walk away from things that are not aligned. Raising your standards feels a bit uncomfortable, and it feels a bit lonely at first, but in the long run, it's one of the fastest ways to get ahead, because you're gonna stop wasting time in the wrong rooms with the wrong people. And when you show love life what you're willing to accept and not accept, life will respond and put you at the same vibe and in the same rooms and with the same people that are at your new standards that you've chosen. And likewise, you have to up the standards of your inner talk and your inner beliefs. Of course, it's easier said than done, but when you realize you have a certain limiting belief, such as I'm not worthy of X amount of money, or I'm not worthy for somebody to love me unconditionally, that's when you have to step back and do the inner work and say, why do I think I'm not worthy of X amount of money or income? Why do I think that I'm not worthy of being loved unconditionally? Was it because I wasn't loved unconditionally in my childhood? Was it because I haven't given myself permission to love myself unconditionally? Because if you carry those beliefs and don't sit with them and don't actively work through them, life will mirror what you believe and your standards will continue to be low. And lastly, lesson number 10, there is no finish line. So you are forced to fall in love with the process, but I think that's beautiful. There is not going to be a final I made it moment. For example, I'm here sitting and I'm telling you, okay, I can, you know, say, oh, I made it, as in, you know, I graduated, didn't have to look for a job, and I can live my life how I want, and I can just go up and have time freedom and location freedom, work for myself, I have employees, I can go and travel the world if I want, or I can stay home and chill. I can say I made it in that sense, sure, but you don't think I have like 10 different high goals in my mind that I'm expecting myself to reach within the next year or two? And I'm not going to say, oh, I made it until those are reached, but then once those are reached, there's going to be another set of goals. The finish line never ends. Where I'm at is great, but I know what I'm capable of and I know I can do more, and that feeling is never going to subside, and there's nothing wrong with that. We are human. We're meant to do better. We're meant to be better, and that's beautiful. But just know that the finish line will never end. And when you're young, it's easy to think, oh, when I move out, I'll be successful. That means that I made it. Or once I have that relationship or that marriage or that engagement, I'll be happy. Or once I hit X followers or X income, I'll relax. You won't. You'll actually be more motivated to do the next thing because you saw what you were capable of. And that's a good thing, but it never ends. So your only option is to fall in love with the journey, because once you do move out and you get your own place, it's not about the place that you got. It's about the person you had to become to earn a certain amount of income and have a certain amount of discipline and sacrifice to be able to earn money to provide for yourself and to have discipline to hold that money and to be financially responsible. It's about the person that you became to be able to reach that goal. It's about the days and nights that you put in work and those nights that you're proud of yourself for putting in that work. Every level up just means that you have learned a new set of lessons. And the more you focus on where you're arriving to versus who you're becoming along the way, the more you're just going to feel unfulfilled. Versus if you can really fall in love with the journey and fall in love with who you're becoming during all of it, you'll actually feel fulfilled, which all you really have is the present. So don't you want to feel fulfilled in the moment versus just reaching the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, when you can actually reach the next thing and the next thing and the next thing while feeling fulfilled during all of it? Which one would you rather have? Getting ahead in your 20s is not about racing to the end, because there is no end. It's about building self-respect since now, stacking small wins daily since now, learning from your failures since now, protecting your energy, and also simultaneously enjoying the version of yourself that exists now, because she does hold a place, he does hold a place, and you can love the version of yourself now while also building the next version of you, and you can love both versions simultaneously. So if you're listening to this and this episode spoke to you and you feel behind, just breathe. You're not behind, okay? You're just early in your story, and we love that for you. So instead, why don't you just pick one thing today? Maybe that is starting an emergency fund, or maybe that's picking up an investment book or an investment YouTube video, or learning about different side hustles you could start, or learning how to regulate your nervous system. Maybe it's unfollowing 20 accounts that drain you, or maybe it's saying no to something that does not align and you're going to fill that in with something better and more aligned. If you liked this episode, definitely make sure to like it, make sure to follow or subscribe from wherever you're listening from so that you can follow along with the creation of her and hear from me every single week. I'm always available on YouTube, on Apple and Spotify podcast. If you think this might help someone, definitely spread the love, spread the knowledge and share it. If you're interested in my coaching where I help you find your specific purpose and how to live in alignment with it so that you can live with that purpose and feel fulfilled every single day, my Aligned and Alive course is out and I know it is going to help you. I have full faith in that course and that community. And if you're interested in one-to-one coaching, that is also obviously available for you. That is probably my favorite part of my day, is my favorite part of my job. I love one-to-one coaching. So if you want more personalized attention from me and an accountability buddy, someone to talk to, get advice from, and hold your hand along the way, I'm here and I'm waiting to help you. Make sure to follow my socials. They're always linked below. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.